It's all community. Yeah. There's no tech. I mean, tech is my chainsaw. That's what we call tech up here, man. There's not a whole lot of iPhones.
Hey, Max, how you doing, man?
I'm good. You know, today I was just, I really had it with the sub shop, and I put in my 2 weeks' notice.
Oh, really? Congratulations, yeah. Man.
Thanks, man. Well, after we talked, I figured, you know, money or no money, we're going to do this thing, and I'm just going to give my complete, undivided attention to it, and no matter what happens, I believe we're going to put on one of the best fighting tournaments the world's ever seen.
Well, you know, Matt, it's funny that you say that because, well, first of all, of course, I agree that, you know, the tournament has come together incredibly. But after we talked, I had to think for quite a while about my financial situation because I had been counting on some deposits being made with the backers.
Yeah.
For, you know, quite some time. And, you know, I checked finally my account and there had been no deposit whatsoever.
Okay, yeah.
I was forced myself to, break out my record collection and start doing some DJ jobs.
Oh, okay. Well, I got scared. I thought you were going to say you were selling the vinyl, but I'm really glad to hear you're getting out there. I mean, that was something you enjoyed doing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, most guys from Sweden, we are, you know, at least have some set to play, something like that. So, you know, started around Europe. But I ended up being in California last week, and I got booked to be a DJ for a big rave party in Northern California. And, yeah, so, you know, I flew up there and land and then go to start, you know, the party and stuff. And
sure.
I'm talking to these people and they're telling me, oh, hey, guess what? Wait, we saw a Yeti in the woods here. You know, this is like, I don't know, man, close, I guess, to kind of north of, well, Willits, California.
Sure.
But closer to the coast. I don't know. There's so many little roads in there.
Right.
But, yeah, so they're talking about this Yeti, you know, the Bigfoot or whatever.
Okay.
And
I love
so,
the Yeti.
You know, the next... Yeah. So the next day, I get one of the local guys to take me out into the woods so we can find his Bigfoot. Because I'm thinking, of course, you know, if we can find a Bigfoot, put him in the tournament, then, you know, I mean, what's better than that?
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you wanted to actually book the Yeti. There might be a language barrier with that.
Well, you know, if we had found a Bigfoot, then probably, yeah, I would have booked him, of course. Because it's a simian. You know, I think it's closer to a man than to a monkey, you know, Bigfoot, because there's no tail. There's no tail, Max.
One of the dream matchups I would love to have is Bigfoot versus Yeti.
Because the snow version versus, like, the forest woodland version.
Exactly. And I think if we get into some of that projection in the stadium, you know, half of it's like a snowy kind of snow field thing and the other half's this kind of green and brown earthy forest projection, we could really have a light and laser show with that too.
Yeah, it could be awesome, but this is bring us to what happened when I got to the woods. So there is no Yeti there, but we are closer and closer to the wood, right? We are hearing this crash. It sounds like somebody is cutting tree.
Oh, yeah, this is a classic Yeti sound.
No, it's not a Yeti, man. It's a guy.
Oh, okay.
We come there, and I look at first, I say, holy shit, it's true. This is Yeti, right? Because all I can see from afar is hair, right?
Uh-oh.
It looked like a Captain Caveman from behind.
Mm-hmm.
We get close to it there, and it's a man. It's a guy. He's just a woodcutter. Mm-hmm. And, I got to talk to him for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And he says, what are you doing on my land? I'm going to kill you. I'm going to feed you to a pig or something
sure.
like that.
Yeah, usual
so
stuff.
So I'm like, hey, man. Yeah, I'm like, I'm chilling out here, man. I was going for the hike. I was the DJ at the party last night. You know, it's all cool, dude. We are cool. Okay, so he calmed down and he said, what do you do? I said, well, you know, I promote the fight. Let me tell you something, man. This guy is huge. He's huge, man. I've never seen, actually, let me tell you this. If we can book this guy okay. for the tournament, he's the largest wrestler I've ever seen in the HKK.
Well, why don't we talk to him? How do we talk to him? Does he speak?
Okay, here's the deal, man.
Okay.
Okay, so I left with him my cell phone and right. got a new one because the old one was just a burner anyway.
Sure.
And, you know, told him you to climb to the top of this, you know, whatever, Mount Shasta or something. And so he can't get there. He has to be at the top of the mountain. But, you know, I can hook it up and we can talk to him. This guy's name is a Sequoia.
He's named like, what is that? Isn't that a tree or a Native American?
Yes, the largest.
It's a tree.
It's the largest tree in the world.
Yeah.
And it's a dinosaur tree as well.
Okay. So,
he's going to call him for violence.
Sequoia, he's going to call your phone?
Well, yeah, he will. I can actually patch him, but 1 second. Let me get here.
Why don't you get him?
Okay, let me just get here. Okay. Hello?
Sven?
Hello?
Hello? Sven, can you hear me?
Hey, Sequoia.
Yeah, we're here.
I can barely hear you, man. I'm in the top of that tree. I got that burner phone you gave me, man.
Hey, cool, man. I'm glad to hear it's working. You are up in the top of the Sequoia right now?
I could probably see you from up here, man. That party, I got to tell you, that party, you Spanish guys know how to party, man. That's what I got to tell you, Sven. That was a great party.
You said, thanks, man. Yeah, I had a good time. You know, it's like you got to make the money where you can. I'm telling you, Max, this Northern California dudes, man, they are the chillest.
Northern California, it's the center of the universe, man. Tallest trees, deepest roots, baby. It's the truth.
So this was like this was a tech party you were DJing at, or a tree loggers convention?
Hey, you know, man. I mean, in that area, it's kind of all like runs together.
It's all community. Yeah. There's tech. I mean, tech is my chainsaw. That's what we call tech up here, man. There's not a whole lot of iPhones. There's not a whole lot of reception. There's really not electricity up here. It's why it's the part of the universe, man.
Well, it's good to hear there's some actual life happening up there. Every time I hear someone talk about Northern California, they start talking about servers and apps and software.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Sven, what is this guy talking about? Appetizers and software? He's got to come to the woods where life's hard, where men are strong. You came.
Yeah, Max.
That's right, man.
There's up in the northern part of California, it's essentially like the jungle up there.
Right.
There is like places there where there are mammoths who are in the wild, stuff like that. You know, like you can't get into the redwoods because then you are going to find it. Like there are some creatures there, like
Sequoia. So, stop hunting. You get here, there's so much to hunt. There's so much to pitch yourself against. So many opportunities for battle up here. It's amazing, man. You got to come up. You got to bring a knife, bring a stick. Come on up.
I'm definitely going to come back up. So Max, Sequoia is actually a kind of well-experienced fighter in some unconventional deathmatch type. So Sequoia, you know, tell Max what you told me about your early career and these matches that you had doing these logging camps.
Well, you see, in my family, there's pretty much only one occupation in my family, and that's a fella. And when my family found out that I was a better fighter than I was a fella, at first I was a bit of an outcast, but then they started making some money off of me. And my first debut match was in the middle of the Russian River, man. Russian River, California. The problem for me is on a floating ring. And you see, I get all my power from Earth, baby.
I get every single bit of it from that contact with the ground. That's why you don't see any boots on these feet. No way, man. Toes in the dirt. But I still fought. I fought crazy. Now, I did lose my first match, but that's not my fault, man. It's a goddamn floating ring. And I'll tell you what, the next guy that wrestled me, he can tell you what it's like. He can tell you how violent it can be out there in the middle of the Russian River. And the guy after that, too, man. That's how it went down in Russia.
Wow. And you're not worried about injuring your feet when you step into the arena? You were actually standing in the middle of the river?
There was a floating ring, you see, in the middle of the river. If I was standing in the river and had my toes on terra firma, had my feet on the rocks, I'd have been just fine. I never would have lost that first match to Mace. Not once, never again. But no, we were standing on some kind of a tarpaulin, I guess they called it, stretched out there across the river, floating on the water surface, like some kind of a dragonfly. Looked like a dragonfly. Felt like a dragonfly.
I'm sorry, Sven, did he say Mace?
Yeah, that's right, man.
That's
this guy's the real deal, man. I'm telling you, he's the real deal. He wrestled with Moses Bates, Mace, and it was on the river, which that reminds me of something. There's a good chance, just because of international laws and stuff like that, various fighting commissions, that we might have to do at least part of the tournament on a reclaimed oil rig in the North Sea. Sequoia,
yeah.
You draw your power from the earth, but can you perform in an arena surrounded by a raging ICC?
I can perform anywhere I choose to perform. I'll tell you what, ballast, we are going to fill it with good old Northern California soil. 707 soil, man. Ballast for the ship, I'll be fine. You don't worry about Sequoia Semper Violence. I'll stand tall. Any match, anywhere, anytime.
So Semper Violence, does that mean that you are, are you in the military at all?
I've never had to be in any kind of a military, man. Up here, we all take care of each other. We all take care of ourselves. Semper Violence, all it means is that you know what to expect. You never walked into a situation with a man named Semper Violence and expect anything other than what he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
Sure.
Makes me happy that you gentlemen understand where I'm coming from, man.
So Semper, Sven said you were really tall. How tall are you?
I'm about 1/18 of a redwood tree. I'm 6'7".
So
on a good day.
Are you, I would see, most of the time then you're taller and bigger than your opponents?
I don't think I've ever found a man larger than I've been.
So how did someone like Mace get the better of you in your first match?
Like I told you, man, maybe you weren't listening when I was explaining the circumstances of the match to you. Maybe you weren't paying attention to where I draw my power from. So let me tell it to you. Mace was on a floating platform. I was separated from the earth. I was a very young fighter. It was my first match. It is a mistake I will not repeat. Like I said, I will go anywhere, anytime, but I'm going to bring along at least a wheelbarrow full of good old terra firma. That's what cost me that match.
Okay, so we're gonna have to put down a coating of dirt in the wrestling ring then before you make your way to the ring.
All the way from the locker room down to the ring, inside the turnbuckle wraps. I want that place covered in soil, man. Covered.
Well, it would be at least a less expensive project than having to import a whole library for one of our other competitors.
That's for sure. The only thing is it if the dirt's not there, and that means you have no power, so essentially you'll automatically lose.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I've got a great chance. I'm still filled with violence. I just, perhaps, it's never happened before, but perhaps somebody would be able to defend against some of my ground. You see, other than that match with Mace, man, there's never been a time, ever, in
since I was a young man that anybody could ever defend against my ground moves, man. But with Mace in the middle of that river, none of them stuck.
What?
Not a single one.
Well, what if we fashioned you some boots and we just filled them with dirt?
Boots? Man, boots?
Well, listen, I'm just...
Max, be careful, man.
But hear me out. If we put the dirt in the boots or some sort of thing, that way he'll always be touching the earth and we won't have to, like, get dirt everywhere in the ring. I know what the other competitors are going to say to me. They're going to say, hey, how come there's dirt all over the ring? And then we say, well, this guy can't fight unless he's touching dirt. So what if we... I know the boots, and I know you like to
wear boots, man.
I know, yeah, but then he could always touch the dirt if he's wearing the boots.
I could always touch the dirt if the dirt was in the ring too. I thought we had this settled already. I don't even know why we're making such a big deal out of one potential venue. I mean, let's talk about some other venue. Let's talk about some place that I enjoy wrestling. Let's talk about something that benefits me, man. Instead of just you guys picking on me, you're trying to test my step of violence-ness. I can tell already.
Well, it's not that. It's just
hold on to the tree, man.
There's seven other fighters that are going to say the first thing they're going to say to me and Sven is, why is there dirt all over the ring? Most of these people are fighting, except for Clown, who fought in those underground geek tournaments. I would expect those were probably in some sort of dirt contraption. But
what I want to know is what kind of a man runs and tells another man about his problem with the man's dirt. Why wouldn't any of these seven men come to me if they had a problem?
Well, there's a few Semper Violence. There's a few women in the tournament too. So you might have to face one of them.
Yeah, we didn't mention that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Well, Sven, you better break the news to Semper Violence here.
Well, it's true. Listen, man, you know, Max and I are always trying to promote something new. And so for this tournament, yeah, we decided to make it an intergender tournament. And we have sought out some of the most. I mean, Max, go ahead, drop some names on the guy.
Well, there's actually two competitors that we were looking at. And
one was pregnant, so she could not do it.
No, we already talked about that last week, and that's
that would be a tag team match if she was in there pregnant.
That's right.
Putting up with any of that.
Well, there's Chippy Chastiser from the famous Chastiser family, and
that's a strong family.
Yeah, they're very, very famous in the movies and the moving pictures, and then there's also a fighter out of Russia, last name Stompovich, who actually is a nurse during the day, but also.
Stompovich.
Yeah.
Her name is Stompovich, man. And this, as being a Northern Californian, certainly you can respect the mama bear.
I am into that match, man. I am going to put my statistic double stomp against Miss Stompovich.
Okay.
I'm ready to take this match.
I mean,
I'll fight anything.
So intergender, no problem.
No.
Anywhere, anytime.
What's
our manager has to be there with me, though. That's a The only thing other than dirt in the ring that I need, Coca-Cola.
Sure, we could provide unlimited Coca-Cola for you.
Okay.
But the other question I had, though, was what is your view of these other fighting arts? I mean, we've got people in here that are doing pretty much any fighting style you can imagine, even down to karesling, which is a form of karate and wrestling. Do you have...
I'll tell you what I feel about all kinds of styles that people talk about having. Styles is just dance. And I'm not here to dance. I'm here to stomp. I don't spin. I don't twist. I don't cartwheel. I break things. I hurt people. I make people feel pain. I end matches. I end them fast and I end them hard. No style has ever caught my attention once.
Okay. Well,
I mean, this is like a gung-ho attitude. I'm surprised that you aren't like in the Marines because, you know, let me tell you something, man. When I encountered this fellow, this gentleman in the woods, I thought for myself for a second, my God, you know, of all the time for me not to have a revolver on me, right?
Sure.
Because he's so intimidating to see him. But then he was a bro dog. He had a cigarette that made you feel very calm. And we had a calm cigarette and started talking. And, you know, he seemed pretty cool, except when you start to talk to the guy about fighting and stuff like that. You know who he reminds me of, Max? He reminds me a lot of Harley D.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like a lot of respect for convention and stuff like this. But, you know, we have a guy coming here who has an index of experience, which, you know, I mean, I think Jess Dicer has been in much more high-end type fights, a lot more rules, a lot more, you know, like technical stuff.
Yeah.
The clown, of course, fighting geeks and, like, you know, genetic people who are Gucci Rivers, who is, you know, as you know, like, and then also the pro-wrestling guy. So this is a new layer of the fighting onion that we're peeling back and adding this guy. And really, he's like the easiest guy to talk to.
Yeah, so Semper, you're just up there in Northern California. I mean, when Max stumbled onto you, you said he said he was fearing for his life. What do you do mostly up there in Northern California when you're not fighting?
Well, I'll tell you, man, we do a couple of things up here. We hunt every day for every meal. We cut trees from standing to falling on the ground. Now, we don't buck them up. Other people do that for us, but we fell the big trees. Every once in a while, we'll go out to the coast, dive for abalone, and do a little more hunting, eating, and then some fighting. That's pretty much a day in the life up here, Northern California, man.
You know, there's one question. Sequoia, there's one question that my guide from when I was up there told me, and I didn't mention it before, but I want to bring it up here. There, he said to me as he was dropping me off at the gas station, he said, you know, just make sure he doesn't bring Lonnie with him. Is with Lonnie like a manager?
Who was talking about Lonnie to you, man?
This was Arjuna Muntat.
I'll tell you something about that, man. He don't know when he's beat. He and I, we've gone toe-to-toe a number of times, and he hasn't gotten up most of them until I've walked away, and he still feels okay talking about my sister. I'll tell you what.
It's your sister. It's your sister's Lonnie.
She's my sister. She's my manager. We're close.
She's a manager.
And my sister. She's my managing sister.
This is
our sister and manager.
Arjuna is your sister?
Ronnie. Ronnie Semper Violent.
Oh, Ronnie. Oh, okay. And is she a fighter too?
She'll fight if you make her. She's Semper Violent. And it's Lonnie with an L. Lonnie
Semper Violent.
So,
Lonnie Semper Violent.
Sven, yeah.
Semper Violent.
Okay, well, that's great. She'll fight.
So are we doing business with Lonnie here? Do we have to get, like, accommodation for her, like a room or another plane ticket or a boat reservation or something? Yeah. What is the Semper Violent package includes, like, what? She is a trainer, so you don't have, like a trainer that comes with you? It's your sister?
I'll tell you what, man. You need to get two things. One thing for me and one thing for Lonnie. That's the only two things you got to get. I'll do the rest.
Okay. Yeah, we can do, man. We have unlimited funding for this.
Well,
so
right, we have the
don't forget about the 707 soils. I need that dirt.
Yeah, we're gonna have to work that out.
Hey, I'm straight with you guys. You'd be straight with me. All I need is some of that dirt in the ring, man. It doesn't have to be a lot, but you gotta have it there, man.
Well, if we fill beneath the ring with 100%. Northern California, the dankest of wormy, earthy soil underneath the ring. So therefore, it will only be about like 4 feet, the natural, pristine breath of the goddess of the woods.
Okay, and then now you're talking, man. Now you are talking.
And you know what I mean,
maybe
man?
Maybe the mat can be kind of a mesh mat this time. Maybe it can be a little meshy so that as you hit the mat, just a little bit of the dust comes up from that soil.
Okay, wait, so there's two things. So we need to do unlimited Coca-Cola and dirt?
The dank is dirty.
The dank is dirt, but it just doesn't have to be unlimited. The dank is unlimited. The dirt is of a specified volume. That'll be worked out later in the contract.
Okay, good.
Don't worry, though. I'll supply it. You guys just have to...
We'll transport it. Yeah, we could transport it.
We got no problem.
And
you were right, man, when you told me about this guy. He is accommodating. I didn't know if you were going to be able to pull off everything you promised when we were up there. I mean, you definitely got a little wild and loopy. I thought all you Spanish guys could go crazy and everything. But no, man, you...
We're famous for being, like, chill. That's why, like, being up there in Northern California was just like being back in Sweden for me, except, you know, like, not this attractive type people, you know?
Hey, did you just say Sweden? What were you doing in Sweden?
That's where I'm from, man. I'm a Swedish guy.
I thought you said you were a Spanish guy.
Well, you know, I mean, when I'm in the States, it's like, oh, hi, I'm from Sweden. And then, you know, 3 seconds later, oh, how is Switzerland? Or how is Spanish or Estonia? It's like nobody remembers my country ever. So I just kind of roll with it. You know, it's all good, man. I mean, one love, right?
Earlier today, somebody was saying I was from somewhere near Willits. Like they didn't understand anything about Comfy.
Well, yeah, no, listen, man, the village is where they dropped me off, and then I backpacked into the rave, so it's kind of, like I said before, it's like the jungle, man, and you know, I spent a lot of time in the Congo and stuff like that, and it's the same thing. You get off in elephant hat, and, you know, you don't know where you are. Next thing you know, you are in Sudan, and you're like, how the hell did I get here? Get me out of this fucking trunk. I'll fucking shoot you, asshole, and then... They shoot into the trunk and they pop the lock. You pop out. You have like, you know, maybe like a Mac 11 or something. Shoot a nice spray. Hold them down. Get in the dirt. Bury yourself. And then maybe a Red Cross will find you.
Right. Now, Sven, Sequoia, rather, we usually work with paper contracts. But if you don't have any cell phone, I'm going to have to send a carrier or a messenger up there. So I hope you can.
Carrier pigeon will work just fine. You send a carrier pigeon. Tell you what, Sven, you come back up here with that Prey Records, man. You spin another party for us. I will send you back with a pigeon that will bring the contract back and forth between us. How about that, guys?
No problem, man. That sounds great.
If it's a gig, I'll be there.
I think
old school rules on this one, boys.
Well, I'm convinced, and I'd like to welcome you to the Hardcore Kumite Association, and we will be in touch via carrier pigeon then.
I think this is going to work out lovely, gentlemen. Sven, great talking to you again. Max, good to meet you, my friend.
Same here. Thanks.
Hey, Sequoia, man. Thanks. Thank you very much, man. Hey, that's to fill out the bracket. That's it. I mean, we need to find some alternates, I guess. But, I mean, it sounds like we have this thing in the bowl after having cooked it in the pot.
Absolutely.
It's like we took it out of the oven tonight. So congratulations, man.
What exactly does that entitle me to? Do I get any kind of like discounts at groceries or gas stations or anything like that?
We can get ready. I have a CVS club membership that, of course, everybody who gets signed into the HKKA gets a CVS club membership. It's good for CVS dollars.
That's where I get most of my sunglasses, baby. Right there at CVS. You got racks full of those things. Look good on me.
Yeah, so you get that. You get a gold membership to a Blockbuster video club.
We don't have electricity out here, man. Come on.
Yeah, but hey, what if you go down to, like, you know, visit somebody and you show up with some nice cassette of like E.T. and Karate Kid, like the classic movies, they'll say, wow, you know, this, you know what I mean, man?
Now you're talking. Yeah, see, that's the thing about you, Sven, being a DJ. You just go around tearing your media with you everywhere. I don't even think to do that stuff. I bring a pipe and a knife. That's what I bring everywhere I go. That's all I remember.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're a fighter and I am a promoter, you know, and also, you know, much like your family will fell a tree and chuck it down, the guy you're dealing with now, Max Solaris, he is a master of chopping down the tournaments. So You're in good hands, man. We are happy to have you here.
Pleasure to be here, gentlemen.